les adjectifs. And in this video, we'll focus on les adjectifs or l'adjectif, épithète, antéposé. Okay, so we've been seeing already something covering l'adjectif épithète, okay, because if you remember correctly, when we're talking about l'adjectif épithète, we are talking about an adjectif associé à un nom. So, an adjective that is associated to a noun, okay, like in this example, une femme célèbre. So you have your adjective here, okay, directly connected to the noun. You don't have any verb between the between them, okay? So, and in this case, we are talking about adjective epithet. Okay? So, the second thing is that we're talking now about adjective epithet antéposé. And then antéposé well means that this adjective will be placed before the noun. Okay? So, like in this example, un jeune homme. Un jeune homme. So in that case, you've got your jeune, young, okay, adjective here. And as you can see, it's before your noun. Un jeune homme. And in that case, jeune, we will talk here about adjective, épithète, antéposé. So let's see. First, sorry, the translations. Une femme célèbre. And then un jeune homme. So you should remember that when we're talking about this category of adjectives, well, we will talk about adjectives that are so courant, you use them quite often, and they are really, really short adjectives. So not long adjectives, but really short ones, okay? And then, caractérisé par des adverbes. So if you introduce these adjectives with adverbs, so before, you will, if you want to put si, trop, très, or then to, so in that case, remember that you will have to put them before the noun. And the last category is actually quite useful because we're talking about adjective numéro, okay, so when we talk about the numbers, in that case, well, you will have to put them before the noun as well. Okay, so let's see now few examples. And the first category, so we were talking about really common adjectives that are really, really short. Okay, so the first one, un jeune homme, so as we had previously. Second one, une belle ville. Then, un bon déjeuner. Un mauvais film. Okay, so you can see that in all these cases, jeune, belle, bon, and then mauvais, they are placed before the noun. Homme, ville, déjeuner, and then film. Okay, so let's see the translations now. Un jeune homme, une belle ville, un bon déjeuner, un mauvais film. Okay, so second category, remember, when you introduce them with adverbs like si, trop, très, or then to. Un tout petit bébé. Okay, so here we've got tout, so it's an adverb, and then we've got petit, so the adjective. And so just because we combine the two, then we will have to put them before the word or the noun, so bébé. Un tout petit bébé. Remember that when we're talking about this category, it's always possible when we speak to put that after as well. Un bébé tout petit. Une très belle maison. Same thing here. You get the adverb très and then the adjective belle. Okay, so you should put them before the noun maison. But as we saw previously, when we talk, it's always possible to change that and to put that after. Une maison très belle. Okay? So keep in mind that in blue here, un tout petit bébé, une très belle maison. Well, that's what normally you should do and what normally you should write. So they should come before the noun, like here and here. Okay? But when you talk, well, as you know, oral French is a bit more flexible, so it's not that strict, so it is possible to put them after the noun. Un bébé tout petit, une maison très belle. For the translations, and the third category was les adjectifs numéro. Okay, so let's see now. Le premier baiser. And then la première invitation. So keep in mind that as you will put them before, you will have to, because there are adjectives, to change them according to the gender. So in that case, it's masculine. So you don't modify it. You just put premier. Sorry. And then here. My God. Here you've got well, the feminine form, so it's la, okay? And then you will have to put the feminine form of premier, and it's première, okay? So la première invitation. Okay, so let's see now. La troisième porte, and then le dernier restaurant. Okay, so keep in mind that because we are talking about, well, numbers, so premier, première, or then troisième, and then dernier, in that case, they should come before the noun. Okay, so let's see now the translations.